with SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, a first all-Indigenous crew in the 74th in the 74 years history of the Sydney to Hobart race, and cooler conditions on Christmas Day for firefighters in New South Wales and South Australia. And in their annual Christmas message, church leaders voice concerns about the dark times confronting many Australians. The Sydney to Hobart race has an all-Indigenous crew for the first time in the 74 years history of this world-class race. The 100% Indigenous crew is named after the Tribal Warrior Aboriginal Corporation, a maritime training program mentoring young Indigenous people. Skipper Wayne Johns wants Indigenous people to be recognized in what is considered an elitist sport. Wayne Johns, who has been competing alongside Indigenous sailors since the 1960s, believes it's high time for Indigenous Australians to shine in this elitist sport, the same way you've got Indigenous champions in AFL, track and field, and other sports. The all-Indigenous crew has also one woman, Naomi Kane, who wants to inspire young Indigenous women to follow in her footsteps. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has used his Christmas message to thank those who serve the country, including Australian volunteer firefighters.
I want to thank all of those who serve our nation, serving as volunteers, fighting those fires as we speak, patrolling our beaches, those who are serving overseas in our defence forces and are a long way from home at serving our nation there. To those who will be serving on Christmas Day, whether it's the homeless or the merry charitable acts that they've been engaged in, we say thank you to you too, because we know it's just not on Christmas Day, but this is a passion of yours and something you do each and every day over the course of the year.
And opposition leader Anthony Albanese has also thanked those involved in the firefighting effort.
In 2019, we think particularly of those people in the community who've been fighting bushfires. We think of those empty seats at tables where people have lost loved ones.
In the meantime, church leaders have used their annual Christmas message to voice their concerns about the so-called dark times confronting many Australians. Drought, corruption, political inaction, and natural disasters were highlighted as they urged the community to find hope in the message of Christmas. Archbishop Mark Coleridge says despite the uncertainty and anxiety being felt around the world, the star will lead humanity to the light. People working in the Commonwealth Public Service will be able to take a minimum of 4 weeks paid leave to fight the bushfires. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's issued a directive for Commonwealth departments and agencies to offer 4 weeks leave with the option of additional leave if required. Mr. Morrison says there are about 150,000 Commonwealth public servants all over Australia who are eligible to take the emergency leave.
This means that we'd have more people able to be deployed out of those mainly metropolitan brigades and to be able to relieve those in country and rural areas and allow those very tired firefighters, particularly in parts of New South Wales where they've been going for weeks on end, and that they can go home to their families and their businesses and the reserves can come out of the cities and the metropolitan areas of Commonwealth employees and state employees.
An Adelaide Hills cheese factory that had its stock ruined by the Caddo Creek bushfire is confident it will be able to rebuild its business and keep all its staff. Ada Delights sells artisan cheeses nationwide, but a lengthy power out and smoke damage forced it to dispose of 40,000 kilograms of cheese worth up to $1 million. The company is hoping its stock insurance will cover its losses. Chief Executive Cherie Sullivan says she employs about 50 people and has assured them their jobs will be preserved.
When we had a meeting with them, we sort of said, you know, this is not going to affect your job. If anything, you have to work a bit harder now, you know, and that was tough because we'd all had a huge, massive lead up to Christmas. I guess for our wrapping and packing staff and our warehouse staff, they are going to get a little bit of a break because they need to wait for the cheese to make its way through the factory. But the cheesemakers themselves will be working really hard.
Firefighters across the Adelaide Hills will use Christmas Day to try to bring a devastating bushfire under control. slightly milder conditions today and on Boxing Day will give the Country Fire Service some chance of bringing the 25,000 hectare blaze under control ahead of the looming deterioration in conditions. A return to very hot weather with the mercury topping 40 degrees centigrade Celsius has been forecast for the weekend. And overseas, President Donald Trump has brushed off North Korea's warning of a Christmas gift, saying the United States would deal with it very successfully amid concerns in the U.S. that Pyongyang might be preparing a missile test. North Korea named Washington earlier this month over a possible Christmas gift after its leader Kim Jong-un gave the U.S. until the end of the year to propose new concessions in talks over his country's nuclear arsenal and reducing tensions between the two longtime adversaries. President Trump says he would welcome a Christmas gift from Kim Jong-un depending on what it was.
Let's see, maybe it's a nice present. Maybe it's a present where he sends me a beautiful vase as opposed to a missile test. Right? I may get a vase. I may get a nice present from him. You don't know. You never know.
And one of Australia's leading retail groups is predicting record high Boxing Day spending. The National Retail Association has forecast shoppers will spend $2.62 billion tomorrow, with all retail segments expected to be up from last year. National Retail Association CEO Dominic Lam says more than 800 million is expected to go through checkouts in New South Wales and Victoria alone. Only online shopping is where most of the sales will be made, with internet spending forecast to increase by 23%. And to sport, the skipper of Sydney to Hobart Linehorner's favourite, Comanche, isn't expecting to break any records this year. Comanche has the Linehorner's record of 1 day, 9 hours, 15 minutes and 24 seconds set in 2017. But skipper Jim Cooney doesn't expect the conditions will support another record-breaking attempt when the race gets underway tomorrow.
I think it's pretty unlikely this year, Di. I think the record looks relatively safe. We're thinking it's sometime, hopefully sometime early to mid-morning on the 28th is about the earliest I've seen in any predictions.
And in cricket, New Zealand captain Tim Southee says his side is looking forward to going up against Australia in tomorrow's Boxing Day test. The last time New Zealand played against Australia on December 26 was back in 1987. Southee says it would be an honour to lead his team onto the Melbourne cricket ground.
A lot of great cricketers from New Zealand haven't had the chance to do it, so I guess it's something special and something that the guys are really looking forward to. I'm sure everyone grew up watching the Boxing Day test match over the last number of years. I think only a couple of guys were alive when the last one was played between Australia and New Zealand.
And having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, mostly sunny day, 36. Adelaide, sunny, 31. Melbourne, hazy at times, 28. Hobart, partly cloudy, 25. Albury-Wodonga, partly cloudy, 29. Canberra, smoke haze, 32. Wollongong, a shower of 2 and a top of 24. Sydney, possible shower, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, but 25. Brisbane, showers and possible storm, top of 24. Townsville, a sunny day, 31. Cairns, mostly sunny day, 33. Alice Springs, sunny, 41. Darwin, partly cloudy, 36. And the Torres Strait Islands, partly cloudy day and a top of 32. And that is NITV Radio News.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.